Amen, Sean. Let's have a look and see. In Parshas Vayetzei. So we have to really take a look it up. Vayolin Shom Kivo HaShemesh, Vayikach Me'avne HaMokem, Vayosim Me'ashosah, Vayishka BaMokem HaHu. And he slept down in that, he went to sleep in that place. Rash, Rabbi Yeruchim brings down from Rashi. Oymer Ani, Sheneka HaHamoria, Uvolakan. Rashi brings this out, that HaMoria was brought to this place. How come? Vuzuhi kfitzat ha'oritz ha'amur b'shrit ha'skulin. The Gemara talks about it, and this was the kfitzat ha'oritz that the earth shavu beis hamikdash likosay ad beis el. The ladder stretched from Be'er Sheva, which is on the south, and went over to Beis El in the north, and the shipua was over Yerushalayim. Went over Yerushalayim. I the intime. Here's the kasher of Yerucham. Kishaba Yaakov al Beis Hamikdash, Madua lo ikfu shom. Why is it that Rashi asked the question? Why is it that when Yaakov Avinu passed the Beis Hamikdash, why didn't he stop there? Ihu lo yohiv libe lihispada, because he didn't pay attention to daven in the place where Mokum shehispada ravoisov. He didn't. He wasn't mindful of it. Umin hashamayim yakvuhu. So umin hashamayim, they should hold him back there. He wasn't mindful. Yoiv Libe means he didn't pay attention. This was the place where his ancestors, Avraham and Yitzhak, the Akedah, he passed by and didn't daven there. And he realized that he made a mistake. Yoiv Daite, and then he paid attention. La Mahadeh, and then he paid attention to go back. V'chosa ad Beisel, v'kofta lahoritz. Having gone back, meaning from Yoiv Daite, from having paid attention, he went back, and as he went back, so... Says Rashi, it's a Gemara in Chulin that the Beis Hamikdash came to him where he was. It's an incredible thought. Yoiv Daite. Yoiv Daite means to pay attention.
Some lave.
To some lave, to something. I've been living with these words for the whole week since I looked, when I looked at it at the beginning of last week. Yoiv Daite is probably our greatest challenge that we have in everything we do in Avodah Sakodesh. You pay attention. Do you pay attention that when you just said Moed Manach Lulach? Do you pay attention in tefillah? The hardest thing is to not to say the words without thinking of it. You're not mindful. Yoiv Daite, are you mindful of what you just said? Are you aware? Every bocha that you say is to be Yoiv Daite. Yaakov Avinu didn't pay attention to it, and it's a tremendous challenge in that, not to pay attention to what you're saying in tefillah. Kabbalas al machushom, you say it every day, twice a day. So to be mindful is Kabbalas al machushomayim. Chazal say that it's very important when you say Hapoel sukkah shalom aleinu ve'al kol amo yisrael ve'al Yerushalayim. People very often they say amen to kaddish, but they don't say amen. That's a very important bracha. Hapoel sukkah shalom aleinu ve'al kol amo yisrael ve'al Yerushalayim. To say amen. Lo yoyim daite. People don't think about it.
It's Friday night, or
Friday night. No. Friday night. That is a very special place for Segula, for Shmira, for Kladis. But you don't pay attention to it. So many times in davening, I walk out and I wasn't thinking, you know, about Sim Shalom. I wasn't thinking of what I was saying. And it's a tremendous challenge. It's tremendous in everything, in Chesed as well, to be Yoiv Daite, to pay attention to what's happening. Just some time ago, my wife told me a fabulous maaser about Rav Yerucham Olshin. Rav Yerucham Olshin Shebari is one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Lakewood. So he noticed a bacher in yeshiva who was a bit wasn't included in everywhere, and he decided to invite him back to Simchas Torah.
What's
included? He was So he invited him back to come with his chavusa to come back to the house, let the Simchas Torah to eat in the house. So after the hakofas, the bacher looked around and didn't find any of his friends there. He didn't find his friend there, and there were other bachim who were invited as well, so he didn't know what to do. So he decided to ask, where does Rav Rosh Yeshiva live? Where does Rav Olshin live? So he found out where Rav Olshin lived, and he went in there. He went to the house, knocked on the door, and as Rosh Yeshiva came to the door and opened the door, he said, oh, how nice, Rav Olshin, you came. And he brought him in. He said, my wife's just getting everything ready. And they sat down, they made kiddush, and they had a whole suda and everything, and no one else came. None of the other bachim turned up. He was. He said, "Where are they?" He said, "They probably forgot to come or whatever." And he said to him, "I don't know where they are." didn't take any notice of it, and they had a whole suda there. He, after the suda, the Rosh Yeshiva sat and talked to him. He got to know the Rosh Yeshiva very well. He went back to the yeshiva and turned around to his friends. Where were you? Why didn't you turn up? He said, but you know, we were there. Of course we were there. Don't you know? Rav Oshin always leaves after the third hakofa. So in other words, he had come back
and
a completely separate suda for this bacha who had turned up and sat and made kiddush and did everything all over again. They had been there for the third, they had a suda already. He'd already made the suda. He'd eaten already. And he sat down and ate with this bacha who didn't realize that. The Rosh Hashivas in Lakewood evidently always go home after the third hakofa. They don't stay. So he made a whole suda. Yoiv Daite. The whole thing, Kiddush and everything, so I put out the whole meal and they made a whole meal all over again. And he ate again and everything. So the Bach. That's called Yoiv Daite, no? Yoiv Daite. Pay attention to somebody. Pay attention. One of the Rosh Hashivas there is a wonderful person. Yoiv Daite. So he sat down. Ken, he was there in Lakewood. I once had a maestro like that, similar maestro like that. One of the people used to come to Birmingham where I lived in England. Was Reb Chaim Shmuel Lapien, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was the son of Reb Elia, tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was Rosh Hashiva of Son of Nishin. He used to come to Birmingham to collect, and I used to take him around. Birmingham. So he used to come there, and I used to take him around collecting. And he was very much beloved. Everyone loved. He was very, very popular, extremely warm. He spoke to everybody in a beautiful way. Long grey beard, he was an exceptional person, Chaim Shmuel. He wrote a Peirush on Shev Shmeitz as a young man in Tel Aviv. So I once took him around to a house, and I remember I stood at the door with him, and the lady opened the door and said, "Oh, Rabbi Lapien!" Mamash about to give my husband a kiss. Mamash, right over, Rabbi Lapien! So what would you do in that position? I looked at him, what is he going to do? So immediately he lifted his hand and said, "Oh, Mrs. Cohen!" No one touched. He didn't embarrass her in the least. Yoiv Daita, he was there. He was, don't want to embarrass the lady. She said, no, but pay attention. You know, sometimes you talk to an almona, Yoiv Daita, talk to a Yosem or somebody, you know, to pay attention in Chesed, in Torah. That's the limud here. The first limud which I wanted to bring out, to pay attention to what you're saying in davening, to pay attention to a person. Sometimes you talk to a chiloni, they have no idea about Yiddishkeit at all. So you're not talking to a yeshiva man, you're talking to a chiloni, or a taxi driver, or a bus driver. Yoiv Daite is a tremendous challenge, no? In work, you find it. To be mindful of who you're talking to, or what you're saying. No, Denny, you see that all the time, right? To pay attention to who you're talking to, who you're dealing with. And this was the point. Just the first point I wanted to make out, which I thought is a very beautiful limit. From Yaakov Avinu, when Yoiv Daite, look what happened. Look at the next. Hinei. But Yoiv Daite, when Yaakov, yes, paid attention, Zocho l'chol ha-maimed ha-hu. He was zocho to this incredible maimed of the ladder. But Yoiv Daite, zocho l'chol ha-tochos. From this Yoiv Daite, since he paid attention, he was zeicher to all the brachas which he received. The chala osid ada achwis, all the way until the end. Vaday shelo hayaze inyan shel amida tefila levad. It wasn't just that he stood there and davened. Don't tell me it was just that he davened there. Vayivka b'mokam, Yaakov initiated ma'ariv. No. Hayaze his azrus oimetz lageshes v'chol ha'esek ha'anaki shel binyan ha'klal yisrael. His Yoiv Daite was the foundation of the whole creation of Klal Yisrael. From this Yoiv Daite, from this mindful act of going back, was the beginning of the whole opinion of Klal Yisrael. Ulevivishas oimet ze. And in this enthusiasm that he had, in this initiative, zocher lechol wibur webos toitos mizu hagisha. And from this came all the tremendous brachas of Yaakov Avinu. What happened? The Beis Hamikdash came towards him, all because of Yoiv Daite. He'd forgotten to daven in the place where Avraham and Yitzchak had been. He didn't pay, and then he remembered and went back. It was a long way from Beis El to go back to Yerushalayim, but he was determined to go back and not to walk past the place. From that came all the brachas. So the his amsus, the the initiative and the enterprise of Yaakov Avinu came all the bracha, says Rabbi Yochanan. It's a beautiful point. Lo yoiv daiti, but ken yoiv daiti. When he did pay attention, look what happened here. And he brings two examples, two beautiful examples, and they're all on a different point. Not so much on yoiv daiti, but what comes out when a person reacts in a certain way. Eitzel Aaron hakoyin, omah hakosuf. Vayomer Moshe el Aaron, karav al mizbeach. Moshe told Aaron to go and do the avodah by the miluim. And Aaron was embarrassed. And he was scared to go to the Mizbeach. Why? Why are you so embarrassed to go and do the Avodah in the Mizbeach? Why are you so embarrassed? The Ramban explains more. Aaron, when he looked at the Mizbeach, he saw a shor. Meaning he was too terrified of the chait of the eagle, and he didn't see a mizbeach, he saw a shor. Because he was scared of going, well, I done the chait of the eagle, I caused it, so because of me, I don't see a mizbeach, I see an eagle. Nichnas Moshe etzlo, omar loy, hagastai tocho, strengthen yourself, ubo karev elav, and go to the mizbeach. The only chait that Aaron had was this, and it was on his mind. He was so disturbed by it. This was the chait of Aaron. By Aaron, it was on his mind. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, "Take courage. Take hold of yourself. Don't be shfaluach. Don't back away. Don't be shy. Now is the time to act, not the time to be embarrassed." This is Yoiv Daite. In other words, Moshe prompted Aaron to Yoiv. You have an avoda to do. It's not the time to be embarrassed. Not the time to look back. Now is the time to act and go and do the avoda. Hinei nitba Aaron hakoyen. I'm not sure this means nitba. Aaron was nitba on this? There was a taina made against Aaron? Shemesh, was it a taina? I don't remember seeing that there was a taina against Aaron that he was embarrassed to go to the Mizbeach because of the eagle. Anybody remember? Nitba? Moshe pulled him up. But there was a taina? I don't think there was a taina. How could it be any other way? Halo busha kodosh yomala. But embarrassment is a very great thing, no? You mean to say Aaron could just go straight to do the avodah without any embarrassment, without any fear? Where does a person get such an initiative? How could a person go and do that? Aaron was so embarrassed about the chait of the eagle, so he didn't have the courage to go forward. Where did he get this courage from? Where did Aaron consolidate himself and bring himself to do the avoda which he was scared to do? Where did it come from? Again, I don't know what he means here. That Moshe, maybe by Moshe was toveihim. You need a tremendous amount of courage. And the middle that you need to acquire is azus, means in this context, not impudence or insolence, but azus in this context means valor, courage, determination. Azus in this context means the midah hachi maruba. You need a tremendous amount of courage to go and do something which you're scared to do, but it has to be done. So you go ahead and do it. Lehiyos muchan lechol kablonus, to be ready to receive any mission. Unternehmung, meaning enterprising. You are asked to do something, so go ahead and do it. You need azus for it. Hachi gedoyba. And nothing in the world should frighten you from what you desire to do. Every aspect of the behavior of the avos, they were able to accept upon themselves the mission of Avodas HaKodesh in any aspect. No, Yitzchak and with the Akedah, Avon with the Akedah, they were motivated in the highest way with azus. Azus means courage, valor, to go ahead and do something. Avon with his bris mila. You know, a person gives himself his own mila at that age. His hand was shaking.
But then on Yom Kippur, azus netzach is negative.
It would have to come on to that. There's something called azus netzach. Yeah. Azus ponim is bad.
Yeah.
That's insolence. Yeah. We'll come on to that. But here, azus here means is a mila. Have a az kanemer. Az kanemer, like fearless. fearless to go ahead and do something.
Intrepid.
Intrepid. Umi be emes yochol letayer an kios zu hakablonis. Who can imagine such incredible zeal to do a mission? Livnoi says habinyan shel klal yisrael, to go ahead and build klal yisrael. Halaze mamash bria ki tivore. It's an incredible construction. Avom Yitzchak and Yaakov built up klal yisrael from their actions. Heim amitzei ruach. They had tremendous courage. Asher shum davar lo haya yochol la'amod negdom. Nothing could stand in front of them. Rochashu kol midas ha'azus. They mustered up together every aspect of courage. And this is how it was completed. You know, on our level, how would you describe it on our level? How would you describe it on our level? Courage to go ahead and do something. When do we have this challenge to go ahead and do something, even though we find it so hard in Avodah Zakodesh? I don't know. We have a real challenge. What would you suggest?
Self-confidence.
Give me an incident. Some people get very scared to get married. No? Mm-hmm. To build a bias memory.
Every time I went to the Amid, I was scared stiff.
Yeah. You need Amitzvah to go and daven for the Amid. When I was asked to daven for the Amid, I remember Pachad Yitzchok. First time I went to a barrier, I can't possibly daven for the Amid in a yeshiva like that. I can't do it. So we said, of course you can. I had exactly the same pachad, and Ablazer Yudel turned around to me and said to me, go ahead and daven. You've been asked. And you have the coach, go ahead.
I was shaking.
I'm terrified every day. I go to by Hamelech, by Rosh Hashanah there. But he says, go ahead, you'll be fine. If you're asked to do it, then go ahead and do it. But you need courage to go ahead and do it. No, Rav Aryeh told me that Rav Lezer Yudel asked him to become a chazan, so he said, I can't possibly be a chazan in the yeshiva here. So he said, yes, you can. Go ahead and do it. In the mirror.
In Yom Kippur.
Sometimes you need azus. You need courage to go ahead and do an act, you know. We'll come on to it in a minute. We'll have a look in the Shulchan Aruch. It's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch, no? Don't be embarrassed. Let's have a look at it here. What we said. We'll just finish off this paragraph here. Bo b'yohiv daite. This is the aspect of yohiv daite, to be mindful and pay attention. Ze ozah Yaakov avinu, that strengthened Yaakov avinu, koyach ba'oimet, to go ahead and do it. His azer, he decided, I'm going back to Davin. And with that came about the binyan of Klal Yisrael, binyan haKlal Yisrael, ad tachriso vachriso. Eisa shekibel kvar nishama hakol. And once he had accepted on himself, he was on the way. Kopza loy haoretz, already he had siyata dishmaya ki yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh, zehu beis elokim v'zeh shaar shamayim. And he went on from there. But the initial burst to turn around and go back and daven there was the whole motivation for Yaakov Avinu. And from there came the Yoiv Daite. From his Yoiv Daite came this enormous Siyata Dishmai he had. And he had the dream, and he saw what was going to happen to him. That's called the Yoiv Daite. Let me show you something.
I don't see why.
He was embarrassed and didn't want to do it. So Moshe pushed him, and he went and did the Avodah.
Moshe was giving the encouragement of giving the Azaz to go and do it.
And Aaron didn't want to because he was too embarrassed.
He's doing that because of the.
More than what Aaron was so terrified. Yeah. Aaron saw the eagle in front
Moshe
of him.
Saying,
yes, go and do it. You have to do what you have to do. Your job is to go and do. What do you think you're chosen for? You're chosen to carry God to go and do the Avodah, and he didn't want to do it. He was too embarrassed. So Moshe told him to overcome this embarrassment, which is azus, which is courage, valor. You know.
Lekach
notzarta. It's David HaMelech with Goliath, no? How did he manage with the courage to go and fight this man?
With a slingshot.
I mean, a tremendous courage. He was a tremendous azul David HaMelech to go ahead and do such a thing. You find that in...
That's what
has the azus to go ahead and go back, and that determination to go back and daven in such a place gave him the whole schus of building Klal Yisrael from there. They say, I also remember reading about the Ponovitch of Rav Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when he started Ponovitch. He didn't have a penny to his name. His whole family was decimated, Nebuch. He had nothing at all. And he went and built up Ponovitch, and people laughed at him and said, how are you going to build the yeshiva? He said, yeah, I'm going to build my yeshiva. And he went ahead with azels. He used to wander around the world everywhere, collecting money and, you know, a tremendous azels, courage, determination to build. Yes, he went to Africa, he went to England. You know, Dobby Krajinski here. He used to stay in his house.
Yeah.
You know, John used to stay in his house. He used to stay in his house.
Let's
go on. That's the Azaz. Let me show you the halacha, because this is nice. What he's saying is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what he says here in the Mechaber. In the Memor. You should not be embarrassed from other people who make fun of you. Don't be embarrassed in front of people. So the Mishnah Berurah, don't argue with them. If people make fun of you, don't be embarrassed. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, it's from the Beis Yosef, don't make an argument with people. Don't become too asponim with them if people laugh at you. Don't argue with them. Don't use azus in the wrong way. Do what you have to do without embarrassment, but you don't have to fight with them. You don't have to argue with people. If you want to do what you want to do in Avodah HaKodesh, go ahead and do it, but don't make an argument with it. Down the bottom, the Shaul Tzion in the Bi'ah Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Bi'ah Halacha. That Beis Yosef lo ayikin b'mitzvah shehu oisa la'atz. You wanted to have a mincha, for example. It's your own mitzvah, and people are laughing at you. B'nei adam marigim alav, oz bevaday ein lo lochush klal l'lagam. Don't worry about their lag, their scorn. V'lo yiskatit imam. Don't argue with people. You go ahead and do what you want to do. Aval imhu omeid v'mokim she'esh apikosim. But if you're standing in a place, as the Bi'ah Halacha, of apikosim, ha'miskoim imel ha'toyah, who make fun and scorn at the Torah, and they want to make takonas of pritzas or lack of tznius, then kagon zeh, then mitzvah the sonosam, and to argue with them, then you can fight with them. Says the Bi'ah Halacha. It's go to the ulafoy arsons b'chol mashi yuchov. But davar amelech omar halol mesanech Hashem esno. Those people who hate you, I hate them. I act against them. So if it's a mitzvah for yourself, just don't be embarrassed. Go ahead and do it. You don't have to argue with them. You don't need to argue with them. But if it's a matter of covered shemaim, then you can start arguing with it and do something for it. Nevi'ah halacha, sif aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Then he brings Toma, a beautiful example of Toma, the second example. Bateisha bepesach einaim, she sat at the crossroads. Bepsichas einaim, everybody could see her. Bepischo shel Avom Avinu, at the door of Avom Avinu, at that house. Shekol einaim metzapas liot, everybody could see Toma sitting there when she waited for Yehuda. Thomas Zuashalel Amu, she was such a tsanua, ki kisses up and she hid her face always. Kishahoyasa Babeshani, when she was in her father in law's house, Hoysa Tunuk. She was so tsanua, no one knew her face. He lay begoidel tsniusa, loni rosa me olam el Yehuda. He never ever saw her. Yehuda didn't know who she was, because her face was always covered. The Akshav, Hifrita Zu, Haluva, Liyosi Yoshemis Besecha. Now she decided, this is her Yoiv Daite, to go and sit at the crossroads and wait for Yehuda, and she did this act. She called her 9 words. Everybody would see her there. Hinei kama yisurim sovla zu tsunua. How much embarrassment she must have felt. This woman who was so modest, may hafkeus maisa zel levan, just by this hafkeus. Can you imagine how the Toma must have felt by sitting? Everyone was looking at her, and she was such a tsunua. Maisa zel levan halo kabar kosher halbe yoisa milelef kivshon oish. Everyone staring at you is even worse than being thrown into a fire. And yet she suffered it all with her great rotzon. She knew if she would marry Yehuda, from her would come Malachim. So she, Yoiv Daita, she, with great courage, she carried on. Zehu koyach avoseinu hakdoshim, azus b'li gvul. Courage without a limit. She went and sat there and waited for Yehuda. When he wouldn't give her the third son, Yehuda. He didn't know it was her. He didn't know it was her, because he didn't know what he looked like. Maybe not then, I don't know. And that's the success of all the others. Their courage to go ahead and not be frightened, not be daunted by people laughing at you or scorning at you. This is the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. The Klal Gadol, when a person is acting in Torah and Mitzvahs, is not to be embarrassed, to have azus. Az kanemer, v'hu asher siyem hatana et ha-masechta ovois b'mama Yehuda ben Tema. Have az kanemer, be as fearless as a leopard. V'chol avoida, u'lechol mitzvah hachi kala. You need courage to go ahead and do every mitzvah. Sometimes toich lahakdim has az kanemer. Azus hachi meruba. You have to be tremendously courageous to sometimes to go ahead and do a mitzvah. Kablonus adasov, to be followed through the mission until the end. Al hoya bush, even though you might be embarrassed. Lebad kavan nitva Aaron akoyin kodesh. Even Aaron was judged on this. V'neema lo kodim kol kerab. Moshe told him, go near. Hagas daitecho. Strengthen yourself. Ki boladai zeh ein efshos tegeshes v'shum avoyde. If you're going to be embarrassed by seeing the eagle, you're never going to do any avoyde. And you're made for doing this avoyde. So go ahead and do it. And then he overcame his embarrassment and he went ahead and did it. That's the Yoiv Daite here. But Yerushalmi is going a little bit deeper than what we said at the beginning. Yoiv Daite means to be mindful. Here, he's taking it further and saying that a person must be applied to make himself motivated to do a mitzvah. Sometimes when he's lazy or he's embarrassed, people might laugh at him. Sometimes you're on a plane and you want to put on your tefillin or something. Doesn't mean you have to stand in the passageway, you know. But sometimes to daven, get up and daven and get your hat down or something. Don't be embarrassed by any mitzvah that you have to do. For oizos lomad lonu hatana, the kal kanesha, as light as an eagle, the rotz katzvi, as swift as a deer, the gibor kari, and as strong as a lion. Lasses with son of Bichu Sheva Shamayim. Achrei kol ha'azus shelovash. But it all begins with azus. Now, the first thing is to be fearless. When you pursue the mitzvah, and you carry on, proceed with the mitzvah, then you're going to need to do it quickly. Gibor kari. Achrei kol ha'rotzen she'es azer. Hinei achshav mitchila oid avoy de gedayla. Lizdareis. And then you have to do it with enthusiasm. Lizchazik, lizgabe. Ulehovi ha'kodi dey maitza b'poyo. That's something else which is going to go on to now. The first stage in any mitzvah is the azus, the courage to go ahead and do it without being embarrassed, without shame. It's a mitzvah which people have sometimes, to go and learn a daf gemara, or to be not to eat something when you know there's a shayla of kashrus. Sometimes you have to be fearless to do something that way, with Hashem, without embarrassing people. Omu Chazal. If you look in the Torah, the Maisa of Potiphar comes straight after Toma. Why? Both Toma and Eshes Potiphar were Lashem Shemaim. Noira Umavhil. How amazing that is. Both had the same intention. Both were Lashem Shemaim. Eshes Potiphar realized the Kedusha of Yosef, and so did Toma. And yet they're compared and they're contrasted. And they were careful to go ahead with the avodah until completion, as much as they could, against all stumbles and hazards on the way. Tamar put herself there by the crossroads. He saw if she was prepared to be burned. He saw all her mission. Everything will go up in the air if she gets burned. Everything will be lost. She didn't move from her stand. She strengthened herself. And didn't make herself in any way stained. Lo came by Eishas Potiphar. Eishas Potiphar was not like that. Omnam ki gam hi lo chosra klum bekablonusa. She also was very motivated in her mission, but it wasn't pure in the end. She wasn't careful to follow through honestly. Everything was lost by her. She couldn't carry it through. When she saw that she would be embarrassed, so then she shamed Yosef. She was compared to Toma. Toma was prepared to go through to the end and even get burned. But Eshes Potiphar was not. When it came to the crunch and she saw that she didn't get what she wanted, so that she blamed Yosef that he tried to entice her, she turned it around. But initially she was the Shem Shemayim, Eshes Potiphar. Ha'olam ke'yadua mitchadek lekama olamos. Last paragraph. The world as we know is divided into several worlds. The Yoiv Daite is that Eshes Potiphar and Toma were both Hashem Shemayim. They both had the courage to go ahead and do what they wanted. But in the last resort, Eishes Potiphar gave up because she saw she would be embarrassed herself.
What's courage?
As strength. As kaneme, fearless. And Toma was the same, even though it meant that she might have been burned. But when it came to it, Toma was greater than Eishes Potiphar. That's the Yoiv Daite. She pursued her mission without hesitation. She was prepared to go ahead all the way through. A tremendous as.
Oh, because the Kazuba ran out from herself, Elizabeth Sadi.
But what do we learn from this? The initial start of any mitzvah, of any act, is always the courage to go ahead. If it's cold outside, you have to go and daven, you have to go and find a minion, or any aspect of Avodas HaKodesh. The first thing is the strength and the courage to go ahead and do it and to pursue it, rather than being distracted, or you don't follow through. Kamar Atzilus. So he says at the end, the world is made on different levels. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Vasia, Va'emesi, Ki Kol Maisa U'Maisa Shel Adam Gam Kein Mitchalek, the Kamar Lamas. And every act that a person does is also has different categories to it. Azus, Kablonus, Zehu Olam Echod. In other words, when a person begins a mission, but you have to follow it through without embarrassing somebody. That was Meister with Reb Chaim Shmuel Lapian. He was faced a position and he immediately avoided embarrassment. Reb Yerucham Olshin, this Meister with the Bocher, he was faced with this dilemma. We've already eaten, but not to embarrass him, to follow it through all the way through to the end and not embarrass the person at the end. I think the same Meister occurred with the Chofetz Chaim. No, wasn't it? Didn't the Bocher come to Radin and he had nowhere to go? He was a mishpacha to the Chofetz Chaim. The same thing. And by the time he got, it was just before Shabbos, so he came to the Chofetz Chaim's house. He was a mishpacha to the Chofetz Chaim. He wasn't going to stay there. And he knocked at the door. Chofetz Chaim welcomed him and brought him in. And he said to him, it was Erev Shabbos. He said, why don't you go and lie down a bit until Shabbos? So he lay down, and I think he woke up about 6 or 7 hours later. And when he woke up from his sleep, he saw the Chofetz Chaim and his wife sitting at the table waiting to make Kiddush, or waiting to eat. They were waiting for him the whole time. Chofetz Chaim waited, so he never realized until later on that the Chofetz Chaim had been waiting for hours and hours for him to wake up from his sleep, not to embarrass somebody. Ken, and who Allah he loved. Ken, and he went to stay there, and he didn't. I don't remember the mice in Cleet, but it was. In other words, but the Chofetz Chaim waited hours and hours, and then later on he realized that the Chofetz Chaim had been waiting for him, not to him. Yeah, you're put in position sometimes. Yoiv Daite, to act with azus, with determination.
To
Ken. Beautiful Meister. Just let me. This is. He carries on and carries on at a different point to explain how the Meister, the Azus, is only the beginning. Then you have to follow through with Gevura and then Vatzkatzvi when you pursue the mitzvah. But the initial stages is Yoiv Daite. Yoiv Daite is to be mindful and to follow something through fully, to go through all the way. I just want to bring you an interesting vort which I heard from my Chavusa. Is that a Siddur? Is that a Pikei Avos inside? Let's look at this Mishnah here. Doesn't have figure. Just want to show you something here. A Mishnah which my Chavusa told me about, which is that the initial start of any mitzvah, thank you, is always the azus, the courage, the valor to go ahead with it. But look at this Mishnah. You ever thought about this Mishnah? But because Gedalia Eisman, the Mashkiach of Kol Torah, once explained this the following way. My Chavusa of Chananya Segel once told me that over this Mishnah. You ever saw in Pekei Avos, in Perik Hei, Yehuda ben Tema, this Mishnah which just we're learning, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, have as kanema, be as courageous as a leopard, kal kanesha, light as an eagle, what's katzvi, as swift as a deer, v'gibo kari, lasos v'tzon abichu shav shamayim. So what is azus? A maila. Next Mishnah, hu haya Omer, az ponim legehinim. You just told me azus is a maila. Az ponim, someone who az ponim is gehinim. Mapshad. Uboishas ponim le Gan Eden. Someone who's embarrassed goes to Gan Eden. Yehi vatzon mufanach Hashem alakeinu vanakeh v'sin sheyimonu v'is hamikdash b'mher v'yameinu v'seid chakeinu v'sayu v'sachar. What's this talking about in this Mishnah? First of all, there's a contradiction. Yehuda ben Tema says, as ponim, the as kanem is a mile. And then he says, as ponim le gehinam. What's the difference? Shimshon, what's the difference? What's as ponim? As ponim is chutzpah, on the aponim, on the outside. As, what we're talking about, as kanema, is inside. No one should see it. The as is inside. That's inside. When you're motivated, but you don't show it. If you show your zeal and enthusiasm outside, that can become as ponim. As ponim is when it's outside, when you see the person is impudent or person is chutzpahdik. That's something else. But why does it say, yehi vatzon mufanecha? What's this got? Why is this suddenly bakosha put at the end of this Mishnah? You don't find it anywhere else in Pirkei Avos. Why does this come here? So Gedalia Eisman explained that until the time of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, there'll be what's called Asponim. And when the Beis Hamikdash comes out, no one will have Asponim, because the Beis Hamikdash, there'll still be such Kedusha, the Asponim will disappear. So she won a Beis Hamikdash b'mehem of Yomeinu. To be as Kanema is a Maila, but as Ponim, people have chutzpah. No one will have chutzpah when the Beis Hamikdash, because some people are so embarrassed to do certain things, you'll see the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. That's why it says here, Rebbe Gedalia said, because once the Beis HaMikdash is built, as Ponim will disappear. You won't be able to be chutzpidik anymore. You won't be able to impute the Kedusha. Hey, Mishnah Kach Gimel. Just an interesting thing. As Ponim is not good. As is good. As Kanema. Remember, Shlomo Brecht, as Echatali Kivoch always used to say, Noach was together as Kanema. He stood his ground and no one could move him. He was courageous to build the Teva and everyone laughed and scorned at him and he didn't move. Avraham Avinu was Gibor Kali, he went out and fought. A lion goes out and makes a battle. Noach wasn't able to do that. Avraham was able to go out and change the world, but Noach was only stood his ground. As Kaneme, he stood his ground. Difference between as and Gibor Kali, it's a higher level. Gibor Kali was Avraham Avinu, he changed the world.
Noach, he didn't have him at all.
Look, that can have all the Sashemi, who has as, he had Azuz in order to stand his ground.
Lolazuz. Look, he knew Noach, Lloyd Padera, and Ado.
Okay, gentlemen.
Sure.
Astonishing, can.